You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have with me Dr. Quentin Henning today. He's here today to update us on Novo Resources, which is now moving towards production on the first of at least three major targets that it is developing in Western Australia. The company plans to start production on its Beaton Creek, project in the first quarter of 2021. And it seems to me that there is an enormous amount of blue sky potential for the company over the years to come. Novo is trading in Toronto. NVO is a symbol. In the U.S., you can buy it, as I have, under the symbol NSRPF. Approximately 213 million shares out, around $2.35 in U.S. money, and giving it a market cap around $500 million, which is a pretty nice market cap for an exploration company, although Novo, as I just stated, is heading into production. You know, the stock has been trading around $2.25 to $3 since July, somewhere in that range in U.S. money. And it's holding, as I say, a market cap around $500 million, $500 million or so. It's a pretty solid market cap for a junior exploration company. But as I said, we want to find out the transition from exploration to production is what the company's been focused on now and making a lot of progress. So I'm really pleased to have Quentin Henning with me once again to give us an update on what I think is going to be a really great story in the years to come. Thanks for joining me again, Quentin.
Thank you, Dave.
You know, the last time we talked, you announced that Novo had just acquired the mill, and that really was an important milestone for the company in executing your near-term and longer-term business plans. What can you tell us in terms of your move towards production and getting that mill ready right now towards Q1 production at Beaton's Creek?
Yeah, look, I'd be happy to give you an update. There's been a lot go on over the past probably approximately 3 months, I believe, since we interviewed last.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have completed the transaction. We had a financing associated with that, so we raised money both through an equity raise as well as a lending facility with Sprott Lending. We are now capitalized to get this thing into production. That was very important. Wanted to make sure that we could close the transaction but also have enough capital to achieve our goal here. You mm-hmm. don't want to kind of, you know, have a false start. So we raised the sufficient money. We do have now we've hired a full-on team. We've announced several new hires recently. These include a general manager whose name is Chris Martin, a solid guy. He's run gold mines in Australia. He's worked at development stage, you know, like we are right now, as well as operating mines. Look, we have, and now he's building a solid team underneath him in turn. So we've added many people. We're basically transitioning to a producing company from an explorer. And, you know, this is a big leap. This is not all that common in the mining space. Mm-hmm. You know, most companies that try this struggle, but I would say we're going to be the exception. Everybody that knows Novo knows that we hired Rob Humphreyson about 3 years ago, and I brought Rob in at that time. Even though we were still an explorer, it was a critical time for us because I could see the need to get into production within a couple of years' time. Okay, now that has been Rob's main function, main purpose, main directive inside of Novo is building that team we need, but also making some of the moves in the background that probably nobody will ever notice, you know, things like permitting and things like native title work, mm-hmm. just, you know, the hard yards that need to be done. Okay, now because Rob joined us at that critical time, it put us in a much, much better position. We're not just going at this like cowboys. We have a very solid plan. We have a solid plan to get Beaton's Creek into production. We've actually got the thing fully permitted. It is a shovel-ready project. Okay, we knew this day was coming. What we're doing right now, you can see updates. We are going to try to update the market on a routine basis, perhaps every 2 to 3 weeks, with an update around the development activities. Right now, the main focus for the company is reconditioning the mill. So we're doing things like relining the leach tanks and so forth. And then we'll be putting in the gravity circuit soon, a beefier gravity circuit. We've got a lot of coarse gold we've got to catch, things like that. But that mill will be ready early next year, approximately January, maybe to mid-February in that window. That's my bet.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay. Well, what can you tell us? I know you have to be careful about forward-looking statements and, you know, what the prospects are, but can you give our listeners some sense of what they might expect or what you think is possible for Noble to achieve in terms of production? And I know that you've done some economic studies some time ago, so you might have some level of understanding or ideas about what it might cost per ton and that sort of thing. Can you just perhaps give a brief overview of the possible levels of production and possible costs? Sure. Okay. To the extent you're able to under...
Yeah, look, we have not put out economic guidance, nor have we put out an economic study. You know, so I'll be cautious in that regard.
Sure.
But here's what I can say, okay? The Nulligan Mill was operated by Millennium for a little over 7 years, and the costs of operating in this district are solid. They're well known, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Millennium published their operating costs every quarter. So we have that data, okay? Okay, now the operation at Nulligan, and this includes all the overheads, the corporate overheads for Millennium, you know, over the last 7 years, came to about 135 million Australian dollars per year each of those 7 years on average.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I think Noble can easily achieve those levels of operating costs. I think our team can do as good or perhaps even better. Okay, now let's talk about the mill. The mill operated at about 1.88 million tons per annum on average over the past 5 years. We've got solid data behind that. So if we achieve that kind of throughput, you know, at grades of say 2 to 2.5, maybe 3 grams at times, you can see what that means to us. I mean, it could mean considerable production. We have to consider our metallurgy as well. Millennium's recovery is, I believe, we're in the 90% range. We expect higher recoveries. We've done a lot of metallurgical work that indicates we should see recoveries north of 95% out of the Beaton's Creek mineralization.
Mm-hmm.
Look, these are all just basic facts that have been published, that have been talked about. But it should be easy for people to start to consider what kind of throughput or output the mill should have in terms of production, but also what kind of cost we should be looking at. Now, on that note, one of the conditions of our second tranche of the lending facility with Sprott is to generate a PFS. Now, we're not necessarily saying we need to pull in that second tranche. But we as a company recognize we have to take all of this hard work we've been doing in the background, mm-hmm, and actually formalize it as a PFS. So we are working towards that goal. That should be ready sometime in Q1 about the time we go in production.
Oh, good.
And that will allow us to speak more fully about, economics and so forth.
Right, exactly. So a pre-feasibility study is what PFS is, for the benefit of those that may not be that familiar with mining terms. So this is really exciting, but longer term, I know the mill factors into the bigger picture as well, not just Beaton's Creek. And you have talked previously about tremendous amounts of exploration potential at Beaton's Creek. But I'd like to ask you about mechanical sorting, because you also have talked about the ability to concentrate, using mechanical sorting, concentrate the very coarse grade gold over at Karratha, to the west, a couple hundred kilometers, maybe a long ways to the west, but concentrate that down into something like, I think you said, like 3% of the mass contains most, if not all, of the gold. Ship that then over to Beaton's Creek and push that through the mill, which might possibly really increase your gold production with, I would think, good costs. But can you give us an idea of how your the mechanical sorting is coming along? Because I know it is a new technology in terms of application of these kind of projects in the gold mining space. But what can you tell us about mechanical sorting? I know you just recently put out some more news related to that.
We did. We gave an update. Look, we have a mechanical sorter that we've ordered from Steinert. It's been manufactured and it's currently being shipped to Australia. It's in transit.
Mm-hmm.
It should arrive here in a few weeks, and that machine will be going up to Karratha and working on our trial mining and processing endeavor early next year. Okay, so in the meantime, what we have, or what we've been doing, is working with the Steinert machine that is in Perth. Steinert has graciously offered to allow us to do test work at their facility. It's in a suburb of Perth. They have a machine on site. It's comparable to the one that we're going to be using in the field. But it's allowed us to do some preliminary test work to kind of gear up for that field test that we've got coming next year. Okay, so one of the things that was not doable, we'll say, about 2 years ago when we first tried mechanical sorting was dealing with the finer fraction of material. So when you crush rock, you produce coarse material, you produce, some mid-sized material, and then you produce fine material. It's just the nature of crushing rock. Okay, so what you do is you screen, and then you actually take the different size fractions using different screens, and you put those different size fractions through the sorter. So you might, say, do everything over 50 millimeters, for example, mm-hmm. one batch, and then you might do everything, say, between, 8 millimeters and 50 millimeters as a mm-hmm. second batch. But it was that sub-8 millimeter fraction in particular, the very fine stuff, basically pea gravel size stuff, that was not sortable a couple of years ago. We could not sort it, and that represents maybe 30% of the total mass of the crushed material. Okay, so we have worked with Steinert here recently to refine the scanning and sorting abilities of the equipment, and we've now successfully managed to sort that fine grain material. It not only picks the gold or particles of rock with the gold, it also can see these very fine halos of gold, and we were able to effectively sort particles of rock that have that little halo of fine gold in them. All right, so this is a huge win for us. It means we can sort virtually everything that comes out of the ground. We can crush it, screen it, and sort all. It also means that we should see enhanced recoveries overall when we go to do our test mine next year. This is a huge win. So, Karatha, why are we doing all this work? We want to put it in production. We can see, just like you said, a situation where we mine, crush, screen, and sort this material, ship it to Nulligan as a concentrate, and put it through the mill. We've got a mill now, Jay. I mean, this is a no-brainer. Okay, we can look. Mining and crushing, screening, and sorting, and then shipping is cheap as chips, quite frankly. So we're talking about a glorified gravel operation. Think of it that way, in which we produce a concentrate, ship it to Nulligan, and that increases our production. Mm-hmm. This is a wonderful outcome for Karatha. One of the things I'm very happy about is we've worked very constructively with Nalama, the community there at Karatha, recently, and we got their acceptance of this proposal. We're delighted to be working with them. We think, given this acceptance by Nalama, we can see now getting this project more fast track. We'll call it through the other, the permitting regime. Obviously the government's going to see that support and be all in favor of this project moving forward. We're looking at the big picture, Jay. I mean, yeah. That's. We've been working hard on all of these projects. Edgen is, I don't want to neglect it. We've been working hard out there. We've got a lot of different scales of bulk sampling going on right now. We have had, this has been a challenge trying to staff up. We've got people, we've had to pull from Edgen and put on Beaton's Creek mm-hmm. and back and so forth. So it's been a growth phase, but we're making it work, and we'll have news on all of these fronts here very soon.
Mm-hmm. Just want to ask you, maybe it's an impossible question to answer, but if assuming that your field testing with your mechanical sorting at Edgina works, I mean not at Edgina, at Karatha works, any idea of how soon you might be able to move that material, that concentrate, over for production?
Look, we're going to do this test mine mm-hmm. next year, obviously,
uh-huh.
and we will treat those concentrates that we generate from the test mine at Nulligan. That's our plan. Mm-hmm. Now, we hope that we can then, if that proves successful, we hope that we can fast track, i.e. within a year, say, be actually working at a commercial level in the Karatha area. Mm-hmm. That would be a huge win for us. As I said earlier, that's going to increase our production dramatically mm-hmm. just from that project.
Yeah, possibly 2022 then, maybe. I mean, it's hard to say yet at this stage.
With Nalama's support, I think we can move the project forward relatively fast, yes.
Yeah. All right. And so I think you answered the question. Edging a tremendous potential there as well. I'd like you to give our listeners just some sense of the scale of these three different projects. If you could just take a minute or two to talk about that. I know you've talked about Beaton's Creek, the various other targets around Beaton's Creek, but Beaton's Creek, where you have the current resource, you can expand that. But to me, the idea of Karratha and Egina both are vast. They seem to have vast potential that has not yet been, of course, quantified. But could you give our listeners just some sense of the scale of these three different target areas?
Sure. Let's start at Beaton's Creek because that's where our baseload is going to come mm-hmm. from. So at Beaton's Creek, we've announced some news recently that shows the conglomerates do extend further into the basin. There's no question. So we see excellent opportunity to grow the resource there. I would say we can grow the resource by 50 to 100% over the next couple of years. That's a huge win. Like you said, there's lots of projects in the East Pilbara region that we control. We now see ability to move those forward very fast on the back of this. Okay, so things like Tauga Tauga, things like Virgin Creek, Contact Creek, and so forth, those will all benefit from this. Now let's go over to Karratha. Karratha, very clear picture now. It will do the test mine early next year. If it's successful, we can move that towards commercial production. And the concentrates, once again, can be shipped to Nulligan and put through the mill. All right, so that's the clear path for Karratha. Now let's go to Egina. Mm-hmm. Egina, we're doing some systematic bulk sampling in certain areas on the basis that we want to go trial mining very soon, probably next year. That trial mine would allow us to test various mining, techniques or machinery and so forth, but also test processing techniques. The bulk sampling that we're doing right now is geared to help us evaluate where and how we would do this. That then would translate into, hopefully moving towards commercial production over the next couple of years as well. Like we see all of these projects progressing more or less in the same fashion, mm-hmm. Require trial mining. Every single one of them has. Once we get our legs on each of, under each project, then we can move them towards commercial production. But my vision for Novo is within the next few years. Novo's a major mid tier producer focused in the Pilbara. It's not to say that's going to necessarily be exclusive, and people know that we have some other things brewing. But the Pilbara is certainly going to be our foundation.
Yeah, you certainly do have some other things going. We don't have time to talk about them now, but I certainly cover them in my newsletter, and I maybe sometime we can talk about that in the future. Just one quick question yet, Quentin. Concerning, you mentioned the financing. You want to make sure that you are well-financed so that you don't do a half-baked job, and you make sure that you improve your chances of success. Is there still some prospect for more share dilution, or do you think if everything goes well, that might be minimized?
Look, we budgeted this fairly well when we laid out plans. So everything we've done in the past 3 months has been geared towards ensuring we have sufficient cash. We don't want to take chances. It's never a good thing to start out of the gate saying you're going to go into production and then not reach that goal.
Yes.
We don't want to hit that wall. So I right now, barring unforeseen catastrophes on this planet, like COVID 2.0 or something.
Yeah.
Right now we look like we're in very good shape. There's a lot of support for this project at the regulatory level. The government wants to see mines made. They want mm-hmm. to see jobs. So, it's all systems go right now.
Absolutely. Well, it's really a great story. It's one of my favorites. It's one I've been following now for a number of years, and it's just really very, it makes me very happy to see how well things have progressed. I know you went through some trying times earlier on, but that's always sort of the nature of this business, isn't it? And I want to thank you so much for spending time and giving us an update on this. Quentin, thank you so much. And
thank you, Jay.
We'll look to update our listeners sometime in the future, in the near future, hopefully. All right, well, that's it for this segment. We're going to be right back with Alistair McLeod after the commercial break, so don't go away.
Gold Core, trading under NVX on the TSX and NVGLF on the OTC, is a gold exploration company focused on uncovering the next multi-million ounce gold deposit in North America. With an aggressive exploration season ahead in 2020, a tight share structure, strong management ownership, key strategic investors including Eric Sprott, a globally recognized technical team, technical coverage from industry gold experts, and cash in its treasury. Visit nvgoldcorp.com to learn more on this exciting story.